Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right. Cleaning Nation. So good to see you guys and gals. And obviously when I say see, I don't mean see, but I'm glad that you're there and I'm here and we're talking. I'm feeling a little frisky today. So for those of you joining me live, jump in the chat. Give me a shout out. Tell me what's going on in your world, how you're doing, what's working, what's not, what you're feeling, what you're doing. And let's have a little more fun than we typically have. And hopefully we typically have a lot of fun. All right. That said, today we are talking about something I'm super excited about, which is, are you selling yourself broke? So many owners of cleaning companies work super hard. I know I coach you guys every daggum day, and they make half the money they should, none of the money they should, just because they aren't doing a couple key things right. And because you guys are and gals are amazing. And by the way, there it is. Mark White says, hey, Mark here, nice haircut. Thank you. I did get a haircut yesterday. Let's get some chat. I feel like we don't have enough chat if we do these live. And again, sorry for those of you guys and gals on the podcast or a video. Join us Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific. That's when we go live. Carolina says, hey, hey, Diana from Long Island, June's close to being booked. That is exciting. All right. So, yeah, definitely. Let's get the interaction. I want to hang with you people today. That said, I coach so many owners that are working their tails off and they're doing like 90% of the things right. They've got employees, they've got customers, everything's going fine, but they have trouble making payroll or there's just not enough money or they're not growing. And the problem is it's not just a lack of profit that's killing them or that lack of, hey, I'm making the money I want to make. It's I don't have the ability to serve my client properly because there's not enough money, right? There's never enough money to do it right. I don't have enough money to take care of my employees, to give them benefits, to pay them fair, to treat them the way that I built this business to be treated. And I can't grow, right? There's no money for advertising for anything. So lack of profit or lack of making the money, I don't want you to think it's just you, right? It kills and touches a lot of things in your business. Bev says, hello, loving the inspiration. I am here to inspire. I don't know what's going on today. I'm feeling frisky. So we're going to hang out. We're going to have a good time. So let's figure out what's going on. So in the next 20 minutes, we can figure out how you can actually make sure that you're making money for the work that you do. And you're not working your tail off for nothing. Because that, again, that leads to burnout, quitting, failure, all sorts of awful, nasty stuff. And we want the best for you. We want to see you guys kick butt and take names. Small businesses, I believe, are the backbone of this, not just this country here in the States, but really all capitalistic worlds, right? We do all the employing, the paying, and making crap happen. So let's make sure you do that. So the first belief that we get that just breaks my heart because it's so not true is as long as I'm getting accounts, I'm doing great. I've had several clients that were growing really quickly. They were on the top line, right? They were adding, you know, I went from 200 to 400 and 400 to 600 and all this good stuff, but they weren't making any money, right? So we've got to get rid of that belief that as long as I'm adding accounts, that's all that matters. And again, we want to, right? Because it's easier to go, oh, I know how to get accounts, but I don't want to dive into the murky nastiness of actually making money, right? I don't want to look at that. I don't even look at my P&L. I'm afraid what I'm going to see. I kind of pass it off to my accountant and hope for the best, right? So the reality is there's bad logic fueling that belief of as long as I'm getting accounts, I'm doing well. It's kind of like, well, I'm losing money on every unit, but I'll make it up in volume, right? We think it will grow our way out of it, but I'm here to tell you, you won't, right? Net profit is really the key to everything. Gross is just a vanity metric. I'll tell you, there are so many people who just want to hit that $1 million thing, and we'll talk about that. But I would much rather you be at a $250,000 company making $100,000 in profit than a $2 million company making that same $100,000, right? And you think like, well, why? Wouldn't I rather have the big one? It literally is just a vanity metric. The only thing that big number does is risk and employees and headache. And I got to tell you, if you're running a $2 million company, that's $160,000-$170,000 a month. If you're only making $8,000 in profit, man, you are just this close to failure, just that close to bankruptcy, right? So you want smaller margin with bigger bigger margin or a smaller company with bigger margins than a bigger company with smaller margins. And April says, hey, Cleaning Nation, good to see you. Tuned in from Denver, Colorado, beautiful part of the country. If I had to move from Phoenix, which I don't want to do, Denver, Colorado is where I'd go. All right. So even here's another belief that will just trip you up and kill you. Even though I'm not making money now, when I get bigger, I'll make money, right? And that's another one I hate, and I just want to save you from that now. There's a lot of people like, well, you know, based on my structure, when I get more sales, I won't need any more overhead, so all that will just be profit. It is not the truth. The reality is it's actually harder to maintain your profit margin, not easier. Rick says, how about a big company with big margins? Giddy up. Yeah, please don't hear me saying let's not grow at all or that top line doesn't mean anything. Just hear me saying top line without profit is worthless. But once you've got your, and just so you know, that's the whole system. First, we get profitable. And for cleaning business where we're not doing any of the work, right? It doesn't count if you're in there cleaning because that's not a business. That's a job. But when you have a real business where you're not doing any of the work, we want to make 20%, right? So that means if you've got a $500,000 business, you're making $100,000 in profit. $1 million business should be making $200,000 in profit. So once you've got the net profit, that's good. Then we start adding to the gross profit. So don't hear me saying we hate gross profit. We love our gross sales. We love gross sales. Only when we get net profit, right? A lot of people that come to me and their net profit sucks, and like, help me grow my way out of this. That's not what we coach. We coach, let's fix the net profit first, make sure we're a profitable business at this size. And then when we grow, we'll try and maintain, we will maintain those profits. Naisha from Charleston is checking in. Holy crap. I spoke well about Denver. I love Charleston. I just don't know if it'd be good all year round. A couple times I've been there, it's been amazing. We got the cleanings, TC Clean Things Carmichael chiming in from Cincy. Good to see you, sister. Or brother. I can't tell. That's kind of an asexual name. So sister, brother, good to have you. All right. So again, remember, we don't want to think if I'll just grow my way out of it. It's not true. It's a lie from the pit of hell. It is harder to maintain margins the bigger you get. So if you start with bad margins, they're going to get worse. If you start with good margins, we can fight hard to maintain them. But assuming you're going to get bigger and your margins will get bigger as well. Not true, especially by percentage. Okay. And then again, we've got this belief that we've talked about kind of coming on the vanity metric. If I just had $1 million company, I'd be rich forever, right? That's all I need. Then I'd be rich. And I thought, and I'm not busting your chops for those of you guys that kind of maybe feel that way. I felt that way. Oh my gosh. I still remember years and years I wanted $1 million company. And I think I've told this story before. I don't even remember my first $1 million year. Cause you kind of think like, I don't know, the $1 million police are going to come like put a laurel around your head and like a sash like Miss America has, and it's going to be like $1 million and you're going to walk around with that thing and everyone's like, oh my gosh, that's Mike. He's got $1 million company. The reality is nobody knows, nobody cares. And it really has everything to do with the profit that you're making off of that. That does change your life, right? You start making more profit. That is a big deal. Whether anyone knows or cares or you get your sash, that changes your life. But honest to goodness, having a bigger company really just means oftentimes bigger stress, which is fine if we're making more money, but making more money without getting all the stress without the profit is not delightful. So, yeah. Other thing, and again, I'm trying to just get I'm just going over all the garbage I hear from guys and gals. Hey, Miranda. Yay, Miranda. One of our elite graduates from, I can't remember the island, but oh my gosh, everyone lost, by the way. Phoenix, South Carolina, Charleston, Denver, wherever Miranda lives, you'll put in the chat. She lives somewhere beautiful. My wife and I are dying to go there. I can't remember the name of it, but a beautiful tropical island. Miss you, Miranda. We got to get you into the next level. I miss seeing your face. She's great. Okay. So a lot of times people think, first of all, when they're starting, oh, I make 50% profit. I'm making all this money. Caraco. Thank you, Miranda. She's the best. I don't think you can put pictures in the chat, but if you can, you put a picture of where you live. She sent me a couple and it was gorgeous. I think I saw it on Facebook. Anyway, Miranda's great. Caraco's great. I'm dying to go there. All right. So the reality is we kind of make two swings. One, we're like, oh, especially when we're starting and we're doing some of the cleaning, we're like, I make 50% margins, or we think our margins are bigger than they are because we don't count all the expenses, right? When you travel for your business, when you have insurance, when you invest in training for yourself or your employees, computers, all the sort of stuff, we don't count that, right? So we think our profits are bigger than we are because we don't have a good P&L. And the flip side are, we'll actually accept a 10 or 5 or 0% profit. And we don't even know why. Right. So it's really important that we understand our profit margins, what we're actually making, and get someone in there to help you if you need it. Cause a lot of times people get confused or they didn't want to look at it and they haven't looked at it for years and they're afraid to go back. Right. So hey, Veronica Bravo, good to see you, sister. My least favorite reply when I ask someone about their sales or their net profit or someone I'm coaching is, I don't know, my accountant handles all that. Like it's some thing we can kind of just push away, right? That is not the case. Your accountant, you can hire someone, you can hire a CPA to make sure that you pay your taxes properly. We're good with that. You can hire a bookkeeper to make sure that the income, the money that you spend and the money you take, the money you spend out is accounted for properly. But your accountant isn't in charge of you making money. Your accountant is in charge of your books, giving you good information so you know if you're making money. It is not their job to look through and tell you if you're making money. So a lot of people try and like kind of offload that. Don't do that. Okay. Here's another one we've got to get over. This is probably, if you're writing stuff down or if you've been struggling, believe it or not, this is probably the biggest thing that we need to help you guys overcome if you're going to have the success that you want. The amount of work that you put in does not have anything to do with the profit you make, and that's okay. I'm going to say it again because so many people we're coaching, we give them every single how to do it, but as long as you have this belief, you're stuck. If you believe it's not fair that my employees work so much harder than I do and I get to keep make so much more money, you are going to struggle, okay? Most of us here, that's one of the things I love about Cleaning Nation, we are people of integrity. We care about other human beings. We're not trying to screw other people. So we miss set up in our mind the fact that, especially if we clean first, and when I coach people that are starting, I don't want them ever to clean, or maybe for a couple weeks tops. But if we clean, and I found, depending on what part of the country you're in, usually top out about $4,000 in profit if you're just cleaning yourself, tops. It's really hard to scale from that, cleaning yourself, unless you stop sleeping. And we know, and that's a lot of work. That is a lot of work. You're cleaning 40, 50 hours a week, plus you're doing another 10, 20 on the business. It is not a life that you want. So many people come from that life, and then it's hard to get them to go, I can make that same $4,000 a month without doing any cleaning and just work 5-10 hours a week with the right systems. And then after that, because now I'm not working in my business cleaning, I can work on it and build client attraction systems and employ. I can start automating, creating value in the world. I can make 10 times that. I can make 40 grand a month or more, and I don't have to do the cleaning myself. And sometimes we start to feel guilty. The reality is the cleaners that you have or the techs that you have come, they do their job and they leave and they don't think anything about it. They don't worry about getting paid or what happens if the customer quits or having insurance or showing up to things like this and educating yourselves, right? The owner often works 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week, risks everything that they have to build these systems. So you got to get over time for money, right? The more I work, the more I deserve to pay. The less I work, the less I pay. Like Michelle says, how do we get past the guilt of making more money than the employees and doing less work than them? Such a good question. It's exactly what we're talking about. It's not, you've got to stop going from work to bringing value. It makes no difference. Hey, Verna, good to see you, sister. It makes no difference how much work that you do. If you're writing stuff down, write that down. It makes no difference how much work you do. It only matters the value that you bring to the world. If I'm a brain surgeon and you've got brain trouble and you want me to heal you, if I put you under and you wake up and whatever tumor you had that was going to kill you is gone, you are completely healthy, you might have 1,000 questions for me. Zero of those questions is going to be, how long did it take you? Or you might ask, but you're just curious, right? And if I say it took me 6 minutes versus 27 hours, at no point do you go, well, 27 hours, that's kind of worth it. But 6 minutes, you don't give two craps, right? It is the value that you've brought. So we've got to make sure that we understand cleaners choose to be in a position that brings a limited amount of value. And not that it brings no value. There's lots of value in cleaning. That's what we make our whole businesses on. So certainly no disrespect to anybody that cleans. I've cleaned many a toilet in my life. All my employees quit on the first day. I cleaned all my accounts. So please don't hear me saying, being disrespectful to any of the people in our trade. That said, they have chosen a limited value, right? When you clean, it's going to get dirty again tomorrow. It's got to be done again tomorrow. So there's only something, the best cleaner in the world, no matter, you can picture whoever it is, he cleans best. He never makes, or she never makes a mistake. Everything's done quick and they're efficient, blah, blah, blah. Best in the world, it might be worth, depending on the part of the country you're in, 15, 20 bucks an hour. Best in the world. They're just, because that's only the value they can bring, right? So you want to shift your focus from working harder, right? On the things that don't bring that much value to bringing more value, right? By this broadcast, right? That's why I do this. If I spoke one-to-one, I can only change one person's life. With this broadcast, we can change millions of people's lives. And I get paid based on the value I bring to the world, not on how many hours I work, right? If I went live on this broadcast and coached 24/7 and I said a bunch of crap that didn't help anyone change one's life, I would have zero value and get paid nothing. So you want to move from I get paid based on the work I do to I get paid based on the value that you bring. So if you run a company that's a $2 or $3 million company and you serve thousands of residential clients or probably hundreds of, if not dozens, of commercial clients, and you change their world and you free them up and you create payroll for dozens, if not hundreds of people, probably dozens, and you make everyone's life just a little bit better, you have the right to get paid for that, right? You set all that up, you create it. So you really have to change your mindset. If as long as you believe you're hurting people or screwing people, you won't get paid. The problem is if you say, well, I'm just going to go, what are you going to do? Go clean? Okay. Then someone else will add more value and they'll get paid. So, you got to be okay with getting the money based on the value you bring, and the value you bring to the community, your employees, your customers, your vendors, the taxes. I pay a crap ton of taxes that hopefully I don't trust the government to do a great job, but hopefully some of it gets somewhere good that helps people. All right. And then kind of a corollary to that is, you know, raising prices is unreasonable because really, most of us, it's not that our people are taking too long to clean. It's that we're just not charging enough, right? We're trying to fit 8 gallons of water into a 5 gallon bucket. It ain't going to fit. We're trying to get $500 of work per month done for $300. It ain't going to work. So at the end of the day, if that's the case, you've got to raise prices. That's it. The beautiful thing is, guys, gals, 20% net profit is not unreasonable, right? If you've got for a commercial, a little $1,000 account that you staff and you have insurance, and like I said, you show up to get education like this, you invest in yourself, you've got vehicles and equipment and supplies, and you've risked everything to provide $1,000 worth of service, and you want to make $200 out of that? And someone's like, yeah, that's not fair. You should, instead of charging me $1,000 so you can make $200, you should charge $850. You only deserve $50. They're out of their blessed mind, right? Anyone that thinks you should work for less, they're not a good customer. Let them go screw somebody else. So again, it's one thing if you're screwing somebody, right? Like this thing cost me this, but you're not, right? You're really just trying to serve. And that 20% represents, because again, if you only made 10%, how interested are you in even serving that customer, right? For $100, it's not worth it. So proper pricing is not just good for you. It's good for your employees, right? Because if you don't have enough money, a lot of us is opposed to, and this is what's sick about the whole thing. A lot of us, as opposed to protecting our profit, we let our profit go to crap. And then we just take care of our employees and the customer. Might be good for the employees and the customer short term, but when we go out of business because we're burned out, it's not good for them. So long term, proper profit is really important. It's not just good for you. It's good for your customers. It's good for your employees. Ashley says, Mike, the value you're adding is top notch. So thankful for your team. I was just bragging on Ashley and her husband, Avery, yesterday there in our, actually I was talking to our some of our coaches, Ashley and Avery, Lou, said that he got to talk to you guys first. And I was bragging on him how amazing you guys are and gals. Ashley, gentlemen, Avery, no, Ashley, lady, Avery, gentlemen. All right. So the last belief that we've got to kind of kill for this, and we realize the whole thing, hopefully you're getting throughout this theme, is it's not about building a business, grow sales, all the stuff. There's got to be some net profit. Net profit is how you keep score. If you're not making any money, you're not bringing value to the world, right? You can't grow. You can't serve. You can't make your dreams come true. And most of your dreams have to do with making other dreams come true, taking care of your family, your employees, and really serving your community. All that takes money and profit. So you got to be a big boy or big girl and have that conversation with your customers, even if it's scary, right? And I know you're afraid. Oh, if I raise my prices, my customers will quit. I'll go out of business. We have all these bullcrap beliefs. The reality is lack of profit. If you don't make enough money, I guarantee you'll go out of business. It's just a matter of when, right? Maybe you can, because you work hard and you're independently wealthy, you can last for years, but you will go out of business guaranteed if you're not making profit. I've never seen a business go out of business for too much profit or for raising prices, right? The bad customers are going to quit, frankly. The good ones are going to understand that they want a quality service. They know a quality service costs money. It's your job to help them understand that value. We charge quite a bit for our coaching. And I don't apologize to anybody about that. It's life-changing, right? If we charge a nickel and a hug, no one will get transformation. I want to charge more and have massive transformation. You need to do the same thing, right? People will value what you charge. So if you're the bargain basement thing, you're going to get charged to like a bargain basement provider. When you're providing fair value or more than fair value, and that's a beautiful thing. The more money you take in, the more opportunity you have to blow their minds off of an amazing service. So I'm not just saying we raise prices arbitrarily. We raise prices at that 20% profit margin, which is the minimum you're going to need to be even interested in this, 30% overhead, so you can invest in client attraction, surprise and delight, and insurance and uniforms and top quality equipment and everything that you need, and then 50% for cost of goods sold, so you can fairly compensate your employees. So the beautiful thing is, when you get this right, you'll be shocked at how small changes on your behavior will make massive change on your bottom line. I've got one of the Millionaire Mastermind folks I met when he came to an event when he first started. He had a nice business, was growing fast. I think he was at 5 or 10% profit. And again, you might work, let's just say you're a $500,000 business and you're making 5% profit. That's $25,000 a year. You know how much work it takes in a year, an entire year, all the work that you do to make 25 grand. When you price it properly, there's no extra work. Honestly, it's less work, right? Because you've got better customers that appreciate, you've got money. Trying to run it without any money is double the work. When you price it right, it doesn't take any extra work. It's just different work, right? As opposed to hustle, 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 hustle. You get better clients and have more real conversations about what stuff costs. That same $500,000 business, as opposed to making 25 grand, you make $100,000, same work. And again, when you think of all the work it takes on a year, $100,000 is very reasonable. $25,000 is nuts, right? So really, really important that you guys and gals focus on the bottom line. If you need help, you're like, I don't think I can do this on my own. That is probably one of my favorite things. Getting people out of cleaning and helping them make money is probably my favorite things what to do. If you'd like our help, go to growingcleaningcompany.com/talk. You get the opportunity to talk with one of our folks. We don't charge for this. We just help you get clarity on where you're at, where you want to be, and help you come up with a plan to get there. If we think we are the best, quickest, fastest, most effective, impactful plan, you're daggum right. We're gonna try and help you do that. If we don't, we'll still try and help you come up with a plan. So this is really just trying to figure out what you want, where you want to be, and help you make a plan to get there. Kurum, holy heck. One of my Canadian friends. I miss you, buddy. You need to reach out, dude. Haven't talked to Kurum forever. Missed that guy. If you ever want to meet a cool guy that knows how to make fun videos, talk to Kurum. Verna says, amen. Thank you. Michelle, Verna, you ladies are welcome. So glad to have you. Guys, gals, I'm going to end with this. You are worth it. Do not sell yourself short. Certainly don't sell yourself broke. You deserve to get paid fairly for what you do. We're going to focus on bringing value to the world, which is a lot more fun, and it pays a bunch more money. And we're not going to focus on the work that we do. We're going to focus on the money or the value that we provide, which will make sure that we get paid. So you guys are amazing, Cleaning Nation. Hopefully I'll get to meet some of you guys soon. If you would like our help, like, hey, what do we do? Mike, I need your help. Go to growingcleancompany.com/talk. One of the coaches will help you, and hopefully I'll get to talk to you soon. Appreciate y'all, Cleaning Nation. Talk soon. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.